Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 4th. You'll be interested to know, 243 years ago, today in 1781, Spanish settlers laid claim to what became Los Angeles. It is now the second most populous city in the United States and the home to Hollywood, whose name is synonymous with the American motion picture industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect knee-high swell on Wednesday morning with occasional waist-high sets. Conditions will be light side shore with northwest winds ranging from 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon, with winds increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday and Friday will see similar knee-to-waist-high swell, with glassy mornings and semi-choppy afternoons. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair in the morning until 11 at 2 to 3 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday, but should be rideable for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot incoming mid-tide, when the northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5 foot at 10:45 a.m. with a 1.5-foot low tide at 4:30. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 68 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to reveal mostly sunny skies with a high around 84 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions and patchy fog returning late with a low of 70. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Sunday, clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with mostly sunny skies. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's energy grid is adapting as it seeks to balance renewable energy supply. Known as the duck curve, this pattern illustrates the daily energy demand, peaking in the evening as solar production wanes. Brian Murray, director of real-time operations with the California Independent System Operator, explains that while the state boasts 20,000 megawatts of solar capacity, it has only 8,500 megawatts of wind energy. The rise of battery farms, which can quickly adjust supply, enhances flexibility. California aims for 60% renewable energy by 2030 and 100% by 2045, with promising progress already visible. Now on to sports. San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall has been placed on the reserve non-football injury list, meaning he will miss at least the first 4 regular season games. Pearsall, who is 23 years old, was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Saturday in the Union Square area of San Francisco. Fortunately, he did not require surgery and was released from the hospital the following day. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody and charges are expected soon. The 49ers have signed offensive tackle Brandon Parker to fill the roster spot created by Pearsall's absence. In local sports, tonight, the Padres face the Detroit Tigers at Petco Park. The Padres, at 79-61, sit second in the NL West, while the Tigers, at 70-69, are fourth in the AL Central. Yu Darvish will take the mound for the Padres, bringing a strong 3.20 ERA, looking to add to his four wins this season. The Tigers will counter with Keydur Montero, who has struggled with a 5.17 ERA. Both teams are coming off recent wins, and with the playoff push heating up, every game counts. The Padres have gone 6-4 over their last 10 games, while Detroit has won 7 of their last 10. Keep an eye on Darvish to set the tone early, as the Padres look to stay in the playoff hunt. In top news, Disney has removed its channels, including ESPN, from DirecTV just minutes before a highly anticipated college football game, leaving over 10 million customers frustrated. This blackout is a result of a contentious contract dispute, with negotiations failing before the September 1st deadline. As traditional pay TV providers face ongoing challenges from cord-cutting, DirecTV argues that Disney's requirement for minimum penetration of its channels is unfair to subscribers who do not watch sports. Meanwhile, sports fans are already feeling the impact, missing out on significant events, including the upcoming Monday Night Football game and the Emmy Awards. In business news, Stellantis is facing significant challenges following disappointing earnings results in July 2024. The multinational automaker has implemented aggressive cost-cutting measures, including voluntary buyouts and layoffs of over 2,450 assembly line workers. Amidst this turmoil, Walter B. Rhodes, a descendant of the Chrysler founder, made a proposal to rescue the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram brands from what he perceives as mismanagement. In response, Stellantis reaffirmed its commitment to its portfolio, stating, "We cannot afford to have brands that do not make money." Rhodes clarified he seeks employee ownership, not personal ownership of the brands. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,600. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $128. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore has reported a strange noise from the troubled Boeing Starliner space capsule, which has kept him and his colleague Suni Williams in orbit for 6 additional months since their launch in June. On Saturday, Wilmore communicated a pulsing sound from a speaker inside the capsule, prompting an investigation into its origin. The Starliner, plagued by helium leaks and propulsion issues, is scheduled to return to Earth on September 6 without the astronauts. They are now expected to return in a SpaceX capsule in February. Audio anomalies in space are not uncommon, with past reports of unusual sounds from other missions. And in entertainment news. In Reagan, Dennis Quaid portrays the 40th president in a film directed by Sean McNamara, which some may call hagiographic. The movie attempts to capture Reagan's life and presidency through the eyes of a fictional Soviet official, Viktor Petrovich, played by John Voight. While the film features clever visuals, such as intercutting scenes of Reagan chopping wood with the fall of the Berlin Wall, it largely lacks creativity. Quaid's portrayal has been criticized for its lack of authenticity, and the screenplay seems to favor a heroic narrative over a nuanced depiction of Reagan's complexities, ultimately missing an opportunity for depth. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the man Dennis Quaid portrayed, Ronald Reagan. And he said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.